Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
You know, if it's Monday, that means that you know you have to do a thousand little adjustments to make everything work. But it is, and good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, well, what do you say about it? What do you say about Ammunition Depot? Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet of enclosure, housing 50 million rounds at any given time, constantly. Constantly. Which is sort of the reason that continuous chain of life, ammunition coming in, ammunition going out, that's what exists at Ammunition Depot. Go check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Alan Neary, who is one of the principals at Georgia Optics, which is, you know, it sounds quite innocuous, and then when you find out exactly what it is, how gigantic and, I mean, just it's just huge. Georgia Optics is huge. And we're going to talk about that when we get back into the second hour. Right now, though, we have a couple of inconvenient truths going on for the liberals. A couple of inconvenient truths. we've had, you know, we've had a couple of murders that were high profile. Now, how they're high profile is beyond me. The San Francisco one is not as high profile as it could be, but because the San Fran media machine is keeping it out of it. However, the Washington, D.C. subway killing is a little different. I'm referring to the brutal killing of Kevin Sutherland on July the 4th. And all of this is doing a whole lot to undermine the populist leftist trope in this particular case about race and crime and guns and drugs, just as the murder of Catherine Steinle in San Francisco challenges the liberal immigration policies. Sutherland was beaten and stabbed to death on a metro train by a drug-addled black American teenager in the middle of the day in front of about a dozen other stunned passengers. Sutherland's killer has a whole lot in common with Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, except that the latter two were shot to death by armed men in the midst of a physical assault. Spires took advantage of Jasper Spires. He took advantage of his unarmed victim and other passengers to complete his crime and survive, and is now in custody. Mainstream media and leftist politicians have mostly downplayed the incident, since Spires cannot be caricatured as a victim of white racism. See, that's the problem. This is the problem when it's all about symbolism. We never get to what causes what. We never get to trying to solve the problem because we're too interested in power and maintaining it, aren't we? Yes, yes. Now, if Mr. Sutherland possibly had a firearm, or maybe even if he hadn't had one and the specter of armed citizens had been in play, maybe Jasper Spires might have felt twice about what he did, but that's all conjecture. Of course, now, D.C.'s only major newspaper, the Washington Post, could hardly overlook the killing, but has done its level best to downplay things. They first reported the murder in its local metro section, though such a brutal public killing on Independence Day should be a front page item. And if it had been more to their editor's liking, I'm sure it would have been. If it had been something they could decry as racist or gun problematic or, you know, I don't know. They noted that Sutherland was a vibrant, well-liked, recent transplant to the city, but did not include a picture or indicate that he was white and probably gay. It did suggest that he was an LGBT activist, but it did show his photo of Spires. Follow-up article made the front page, but the tone of the reportage was basically of the "that's too bad" variety, not outrage. The online version of the article shows photos of both the perp and the victim. This murder undercoats about a half a dozen of the leftist talking points and shows the hypocrisy that is redolent in the outrage expressed by politicians like Obama, race baiters like Al Sharpton, and countless media elites. I saw an article, I think on the Daily Caller, where an illegal alien is going to put, he's got a show coming on MTV about white privilege and about having the conversation about race. And I saw some outtakes from it, and all these young people that he's interviewing, because that's the MTV demographic, they're embarrassed to talk about it. What a shame. What a loss. We have a lost generation in the making. 2 days after murdering Mr. Sutherland, Spires was arrested by D.C. cops for violently attempting to rob another man and assaulted police as they tried to take him in. Had he been killed by the police in that incident, this recent high school graduate, who also briefly attended a private college in North Carolina, would no doubt be treated by the press and the president like Martin and Brown and Freddie Gray up the road in Baltimore, and, you know, as a promising young man who became a tragic victim of the police war against young black men. Spires looks pretty uninjured, and he's small. He's a little 5'5 fellow. Local prosecutors then reduced charges, and the police released him. Spires stopped by a D.C. police station, picked up his personal belongings from that arrest shortly before killing Sutherland. Not only does this demolish the idea that police are out to get guys like Spires, it demonstrates just how lax the justice system is about dealing with violent criminals, whatever their race. Spires was armed with a small folding knife similar to that was carried by Freddie Gray. In that particular case, the Baltimore officials went out of their way to excuse Gray from carrying the knife, as if such things in the hands of repeat criminals hardly mattered. After all, knives don't kill, guns do. So, in both cases, in the with Gray and with Spires, in both locales, the chances of them ever running up against an armed citizen pretty remote. Pretty remote indeed. This, you know, when we look at this very public nature of Sutherland's killing, this has spawned a lot of second guessing in social media and talk radio of the "what would you have done" variety, with not a few people pointing out that an armed civilian in the metro car would have stopped the attack. Now, if that killing does not outrage the liberal press, that kind of statement will. In an unusual move, the Washington Post July 10th edition moved the Petula Dvorak metro column, she's the paper's reliably leftist suburban mom, to page one, because she never misses a chance to go after people that are Second Amendment advocates, reporting about a recent Virginia death bazaar, read that to be gun shows, if she were a foreign correspondent openly scornful of vendors and attendees. In that column, she ridiculed people who said that they would have intervened during the attack, especially those who pointed out how useful a gun might have been in that situation, calling them cowboys. How insightful, her analysis. She thinks that an armed passenger might have hit others and stray bullets or caused a hostage situation. She never considers that a passenger just producing the gun might have ended the incident peacefully and without any casualties. Ironically, this case also undermines the left's anti-gun crusading in that Sutherland probably would still be alive today if Spires had a gun rather than a knife. Because Spires wanted his cell phone. Criminals and madmen that kill with guns or without don't fit the leftist model. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I know some of you get out there and you're looking for that. I don't know, that instant gratification of buying ammo. But what if you could buy all the ammo you wanted at a price that you couldn't find in a big box store? And that's what you have when you go to AmmunitionDepot.com. And it's not just one particular kind of ammo either. It's they're always running something on special, whether it's on that 20-round box of exotic ammunition that I say you ought to carry in your gun, or on the bulk ammo that you need to go train, and everything in between. Go check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, as I look at this lineup of those who would be president, I'm forced to make a few choices and decisions here and there. The Republicans are a bunch of underwhelming, I don't knows, you know. The only one out there actually speaking the truth probably doesn't have a snowball's chance, and that would be Trump. And Trump is correct, by the way. He is correct when he says there's more violent crime carried out by illegal immigrants than there is by people here in the United States. But I believe the percentage is 4% of people you commit violent crimes here in the United States versus illegal immigrants, where it's about 35% or 40%. That's pretty high. But that's all beside the point. The Republican side is a bitter disappointment for me. So far, I'm waiting to see if anybody does something where they've suddenly bust loose, free of the pack, and actually say something that I can believe in, and then back it up with some action. On the other hand, on the Democratic side, we have, what, 2, 3, 4 people. And the one that is the presumptive nominee is a tired millionaire recluse who believes that she should be president of the United States because, well, she just should. And she's decided that in order to do this, she's going to run to the left of a socialist, that being Bernie Sanders, and she thinks she needs to do that in order to claim the Democratic Party nomination. Now, her chosen path to outflank Sanders and to energize the radical left is now a pledge to attack the self-defense rights of me and you. There are those out there that think the political environment has shifted in the wake of recent mass shootings. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, that's who we're talking about. She wants to stake out some liberal ground because Hillary Clinton is a capitalist. She's a crony capitalist. She's an establishment, big business capitalist. She doesn't care who she steps on to make her money. She wants the money. She wants the power. She's got the money. Now she needs to finish out her bucket list is to have the power. She has lived within the trappings of power with her husband as president, which is her only qualification to be president. She knows the layout of the White House. That's it. She did nothing as a senator. She did nothing as a secretary of state. She did nothing as a lawyer. She just existed. She existed as Mrs. Bill Clinton. That's her claim to fame. Well, now she's got to stake out some liberal ground. She's not only initiating a debate about gun control, but also vowing to fight the National Rifle Association. She says, I'm going to speak out against the uncontrollable use of guns in our country because I believe we can do better. Yeah, that's a good question. A few days later, she said in Hanover, New Hampshire, we have to take on the gun lobby. This is a controversial issue. I am well aware of that. But I think it is the height of irresponsibility not to talk about it. Many Democratic strategists are out there saying that this is a smart idea. She needs to do this both in her primary and should she become the nominee in the general election. Clinton has a more left-leaning record on guns than Sanders because Sanders is a socialist senator from Vermont. Where guns are good in Vermont. Guns are good to have. They've never had a state gun law in Vermont. Not one. So, while Clinton has not attacked Sanders by name, she's invoking guns to make a difference. Now, Sanders, on the other hand, is going to be able to do... I saw some stuff where they were talking about Clinton, where they showed 4 houses... and asked who they belonged to. And then it turned out all 4 belonged to Hillary Clinton, Hillary and Bill. This is a big distraction. for the liberals. Her coming out and saying, well, I'm against guns, so there. This means I'm a liberal, so there. She's not a liberal in the strictest sense of the word. She is a thief in the strictest sense of the word. She will get out there and break the law to make a deal left, right, and center. She makes the slickest used car salesman look like a saint. And she's all about the Benjamins. That's all there is to it. She wants the money. She wants the power. And by golly gosh, she's going to have it. I hope that she follows the advice of her strategic planners, because this is going to go badly for her. When you've got Republicans like Pataki and Christie out there, Pataki the other day, this is a gigantic gaffe. I mean, there's no way to quantify this kind of a gaffe. He said he did not believe that you can carry a gun legally across state lines. That has never been the law. There's never been that law in place. Maybe it's not smart to carry across the state lines going into New Jersey, Maryland, or New York. But that's a big gap. Christie, he's out there trying to look Second Amendment. He's not going to get it. So we've already got these guys out there calling attention to the true Second Amendment idiots. Hillary Clinton is not an idiot. She is a totalitarian. And that's what you have to bear in mind. I hope she takes a firm, concrete, articulated position against guns. I want to know where she stands on the ownership of AR-15s and other semi-automatic rifles. I want to know, what would she attempt to ban them as her husband did in 1994? How does she stand on concealed carry law? Does she support gun permitting schemes? I mean, does she agree with Michael Bloomberg that minority men should be disarmed? Which gun laws are you going to impose upon us? Hillary, tell us which common guns and magazines and ammunition you want to ban. Inform we, the lesser Americans, if you would, who aren't as smart as you, why we should have our self-defense rights curtailed, even as you champion positions that makes the government more powerful and more dangerous to liberty. I can't wait for that conversation to commence. While you're surrounded by armed people, surrounded by armed people, who, by the way, have less of an incentive. Now, I believe that the law enforcement apparatus, like the Secret Service and everything, despite, you know, they're not doing exactly covering themselves in glory, but they've got to be completely demoralized. I don't know that I want them trying to stop something for me. I sure don't. I may have to carry for myself. Like Reagan. We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot has some of the craziest prices I've ever seen on bulk ammo. I mean, they've got prices on like 45 caliber bulk ammo, which is normally way up there. It is comparable to some higher grade 9mm, for those of you who like to train with a 45. They've got bulk ammo prices of any, I mean, you know, 5.56, if that's your flavor, 7.62 by 39, 7.62 by 51. It doesn't matter. They've got it. Now, this is why you need to check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Today, I make my first inaugural award for Scuzz Bucket of the Week, if you will. I live here in South Carolina, which South Carolina is an interesting state. And I do mean interesting. But in light of what was going on with this Confederate flag, and here's the thing you have to understand about Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina, which is the capital city of South Carolina, where this flag was flying on the State House grounds, is one of the most confused cities you've ever walked around in. On the one hand, you have Fort Jackson. You would think there's a lot of conservatism there. On the other hand, you have the University of South Carolina, where they're getting completely indoctrinated. It is a seat of state government, which means nothing to a conservative. And, I mean, most everything that happens on the Columbia proper side of the river, which is the Reedy River, I believe,
is just confusing. Once you get across the river and headed towards the north, then things begin to change. It becomes a little more conservative. Everybody I know lives on that side of the river. There's a few people I know from the old days that are still on the other side. They're still like they were. But overall, Columbia is a confused place. Well, the mayor of Columbia, Steve Benjamin, who, by the way, is a black American Democrat, decided the other day that he was going to ban guns in the city of Greenville within 250 feet of the state house grounds. Now, there's a couple of things here. There's a couple of problems here. South Carolina has laws in place where Steve Benjamin can't do this. Of course, he has done it, and right now the state politicians are out there talking about what they should talk about to talk about it, because this just can't be right. Instead of simply saying, I don't know what you're... or see, he's breaking the law. He's breaking the law. Whoever the city police department chief is this week in Columbia should be arresting him for breaking the law, because he's violating the Constitution. 250 feet is nothing. That is nothing. It is already illegal to carry a gun on the grounds of the state house. It is illegal to carry any, you know, once you mount that sidewalk bordering the state house, you are under the jurisdiction of a different law enforcement service there that only works at the state house. That's it. That's all there is to it. Now, you can be across the road, carry whatever you want. Now, who's enforcing this? That's question number one. Nobody is enforcing this, by the way, because it's unenforceable. But the last thing they want is for somebody to be arrested, because then this all gets challenged. But, you know, it's all beside the point. I think that on, you know, one of the things I used to be told all the time was don't go too national when you're doing local radio. And I sort of get that, but at the same time, some of these local, quote-unquote, authorities or elected officials, I believe that they think they rule over a fife instead of are an elected official. Steve Benjamin is a borderline criminal. He's a borderline criminal. He's been involved in all kinds of car accidents. He shouldn't have a license to drive, much less be the mayor. But he is the mayor, and, you know, Columbia is my hometown, and I wish to God I could tell you different. But, you know, that's all beside the point. It's all beside the point. I saw that, and I was just thinking, well, you know, we don't even have a... See, we've seen this in Colorado. We've seen this in Washington State and Oregon. Where, you know, they want to do it in Nevada. All of these state governments want to hand to a mayor more power than a mayor should have, especially when it has to do anything with the Constitution. A mayor, or a governor for that matter, should not be able to contravene the Constitution. The state legislature, none of them, should be able to contravene the Constitution. I'll give you a case in point. And now, well, okay, let's just use business. Let's use business. Business, you know, right now it's... A state government is now made it compulsory, at least in the state in which they operate, to where you have to bake cakes for whoever wants a cake, whether you like them or not, whether you believe what they're doing or not. Somebody out there had this conviction that they shouldn't do this. On the other hand, we have the government and certain businesses, PayPal, Square. There's certain businesses out there that will not let you conduct a legal transaction to buy a gun. And if you're selling a gun, you become a target for the Department of Justice, the FDIC, and a few other places. So on the one hand, we're being told what we have to do. It's compulsory. And on the other hand, some people out there are saying, but you can't do this even though it's legal, even though it's constitutional. We have gone completely upside down. Our moral compass doesn't even have a needle anymore. At large. Lots of us still have a very good moral compass. I'm not talking to most of you. Well, I'm not talking to any of you that are listening, but, you know, when you look around, you just got to say, wow, we've really gone off the tracks, haven't we? So, did I ever think I would see this in the state in which I live? No. But then again, I never saw that, you know, my state, and I suspect it's like this everywhere. My state, the legislators don't look beyond our borders. They don't look beyond their door when they're legislating. They think they have all the answers. We're nothing but a... South Carolina is the biggest group of followers I've ever seen in my life. The rest of the nation leads the nation, and we're pulling up the rear. And at the same time, everybody say, we're the freest state in the United States. Yeah, sure. Sure we are. This is why, I mean, you know, as soon as I'm capable of doing it, and I'm thinking about doing it really, really, really soon... Something is about to open up in a couple of weeks where I may be able to do it. I'm going across the border. Georgia, North Carolina, here I come. I could go to North Carolina and be closer than I would be on the Georgia side and still be able to carry my gun into Georgia once I got the NC permit. I have to talk to a few of my friends up there to see what the ins and outs is about that. I'm tired. I'm tired of this nonsense, this minutia. Of politicians out there getting, you know, telling me my opinion. I have my own, thank you. I have my own opinions of what is and what isn't right. And here in South Carolina, you guys don't have the same opinion that I do. It's a great day to be alive in the United States of America today. Anyway... Anyway, I just thought I would pass that around. We've got a despot in powers in the mayor's office in South Carolina and Columbia. And he's banned guns for 250 feet. And we don't even know where the border is. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I say that really quick. You know, let me tell you what I found out the other day about Ammunition Depot. In addition to ammunition, the other day I went and I traded my SIG 229 on a SIG 320. Now the SIG 320 uses SIG 250 magazines. Don't ask me why, just does. I do know why, but that's all beside the point. I did an exhaustive search over the interwebs looking for a few more of those. The only source I had to find them was ammunitiondepot.com. In addition to all the ammunition they carry a line of virtually untouched accessories for those of you looking for anything out there along the lines of, say, magazines. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming out of Washington State. And for those of you listening on KBDB, which I believe I've got that correct, I'll have to double check that. Let me double check that. Those of you listening on that, if you're listening in Seattle, you need to pay very, 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 very close attention to what I'm talking about now. You need to smell what I'm selling. Coming out of Seattle, the Seattle City Council is expected to take up an ill-advised proposal that will impose a $25 tax on each firearm and a nickel tax, a nickel, on every round of ammunition sold by a retailer in Seattle. Now, for the gun buyers of Seattle, this means that you will be leaving. This is going to put out of business every gun dealer in Seattle. Okay? Let's just be straight up with it. It'll put them all out of business because, they can't. You just go out of town. You'll leave Seattle and go buy your gun and ammo anywhere else. This is proposed by Anti-Gun Council President Tim Burgess, the so-called Gun Violence Tax Ordinance, which is going to have absolutely zero effect on decreasing gun violence. All it's going to do, Seattle, is kill every gun dealer in Seattle. That's what it's going to do. Now, maybe that's what they want to do, but it's not going to stop anybody in Seattle from buying a gun and not paying the tax. This tax is designed to place a huge burden on the legitimate firearm retailer and the law-abiding gun owner. Now, the law-abiding gun owner will take his business elsewhere. But this is all going to be taken up this coming Wednesday, July the 15th. The proposed ordinance would impose a tax on those engaging in the business of making retail sales of firearms and ammunition, requiring FFL dealers to pay an additional imposed rate of $25 per firearm and nickel per ammunition, round of ammunition sold at retail. That's absurd. That whole tax on ammo, in some cases, that's going to be more than the cost of the product itself, which is just about what they've done with gasoline. Everybody's like, well, gas is so cheap right now, it's under two, which I don't know where it is. Around here, it's about $2.24 a gallon. Without all the taxes, do you know how much it costs then? Probably about, I don't know, $1.70, $1.60, 99 cents. I don't know. You take away the taxes, though, and things become insanely cheap. This is nothing but a poll tax on the Second Amendment and the people who believe in the Second Amendment and the people who buy the things that go along with the Second Amendment. And it's an effort to drive the Seattle firearms businesses out of business. And Washington, just like Columbia, just like South Carolina, Washington has a firearms preemption statute, which in South Carolina we have one of those as well. There's states that the state of Washington hereby fully occupies and preempts the entire field of firearms, including the registration, licensing, possession, purchase, sale, acquisition, transfer, you just name it. And for some reason, they're thinking they can do this. Where's the talk about this? Washington State, go get these guys. Go get these guys in the Seattle Conference. Right now, the Every Town for Gun Safety, right? They're blaming the NRA for this this loophole, if you will, that occurred in Columbia, South Carolina, when the Charleston shooter went and bought his gun, because he should have been flagged. And the FBI chief has gotten out there and said this occurred because of an error. Now, here's what I would say to you about this, first of all. This is the one we know about. I would submit to you that this probably happens all the time. Probably happens all the time. We know that there are millions of felons that are not on the NICS system simply because people don't report it. For some reason, this kid bought a Glock 41, which a Glock, the Glock 20, 21, 41, 40, those are monstrous handguns. I don't know why he bought them. I guess he thought big means power. But he bought them. He bought this on April the 11th, 2015. Filled out his form 4473. Then he had to wait for 3 days. The 4473 and the whole background check system is this way. If you don't get a turn down immediately, or if you don't get a thumbs up immediately, you have to wait until it comes back, or 3 days, whichever comes first. Now, delays are relatively common in NICS cases, and often due to an overabundance of caution. Nobody has a unique name out there in the United States today. There's plenty of prohibited people that probably have your name, believe it or not. And the NICS dutifully attempts to follow up on each one of these cases to make sure of who you are. That's what it's designed to do. Is it a good idea? Not necessarily, because this happens. This doesn't happen. This happens, according to the NICS people, about 3,100 times a year. And typically, the ATF will try, once they're notified by the NICS, they notify the ATF, and they try to use the customer data to retrieve the firearm within several days, which might have happened in this particular case. Except he did what he did pretty quick. When you are arrested and not charged and released and you are able to move about and you go and you buy a gun somewhere, Or when, you know, when the NICS system, the background check, looks at your address, and then they look at things around your locale. That's what they're looking for. It's not some computer-driven thing. One of the benefits to having a concealed carry permit in South Carolina, as an example, is I don't have to go through those. I go out there, lay my permit on there, they look at the date, as long as it's valid, there is no background check. Every town has looked at all of this. They've looked at the NICS miss, the FBI data that wasn't put out there, the ATF loss, all of this other stuff, and they're saying it's the NRA's fault. Because the NRA, and I'll give you a perfect example, you know, Carol Bounds, the limit to waiting is supposed to be 30 days in New Jersey. Well, she was in day 40-something when she was murdered. And what every town would like to have is if you don't pass a background check, well, you just don't get the gun until it's completed, whether it's 3 days or 50 or whatever it is. And thankfully, that's not the case. And so that makes it the NRA's fault because... Looking at this, the ATF could have picked him up because I didn't do the math in my head. He, 67 days after submitting his name to the NICS, that was when the Charleston killer carried out his attack. The ATF could have done something about it. You had a human error here, or a bunch of them. And that makes it, of course, the NRA. And it's their fault. It's the NRA's fault. The absolute NRA's fault. Administrative note, next week we're going to be on rebroadcast. I got a couple things going on that are going to require my 100% attention, so I will be out for the week. No medical issues whatsoever. Although I was told late last week when I was asking, trying to get a measure, because I'm feeling pretty good. When I was trying to get a measure of where I'm at, they tell me that I'm only about 60% of where I'm going to be. So I can't wait to, you know, complete things. Coming up next from Georgia Optics, Alan Neary. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.